from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Security concerns raised in Curaçao as growing numbers of inmates escape from that country's prison. One Cuban dissident rejects a U.S. proposal to pump aid to activists in the communist island, and more than 20 people dead in Haiti as heavy rains and flooding take their toll. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dutch Marines may be sent to bolster security at the Bon Futuro prison in Curaçao. A total of 23 inmates have escaped in three separate jail breaks since March. The Netherlands Antilles Justice Minister has come up with proposals to strengthen the security situation at the Curaçao prison, but the government considers the escapes as a threat to law and order in the Antilles. Geraldine Coughland reports from The Hague.
Speaking to Parliament on Thursday, the State Secretary for Kingdom Relations, Gijs de Vries, said it's not only the frequency of the jailbreaks that's alarming, but the type of convict at large. Prisoners serving long sentences for murder and violence. He said it's the Antillean government's duty now to put an effective policy in place. 12 prisoners just walked out of the jail last week and drove off in waiting cars. Out of the 23 inmates who escaped during the past weeks, 16 are still free. The Antillean Justice Minister, Russell Marta,